Look at how easily Alex interrupts the doctor. I'm not 10. That's entitlement. His mother permits that casual incivility because she wants him to learn to assert himself with people in positions of authority. The doctor turns to Alex. Well now, the most important question. Do you have any questions you want to ask me before I do your physical? Alex, only one. I've been getting some bumps on my arms, right around here. He indicates his underarms. Doctor, underneath? Alex, yeah. Doctor, okay. I'll have to take a look at those when I come in closer to do the checkup, and I'll see what they are and what I can do. Do they hurt or itch? Alex, no, they're just there. Doctor, okay, I'll take a look at those bumps for you. This kind of interaction simply doesn't happen with lower-class children, LaRose says. They would be quiet and submissive, with eyes turned away. Alex takes charge of the moment. In remembering to raise the question he prepared in advance, he gains the doctor's full attention and focuses it on an issue of his choosing, LaRose writes. In doing so, he successfully shifts the balance of power away from the adults and towards himself. The transition goes smoothly. Alex is used to being treated with respect. He is seen as special and as a person worthy of adult attention and interest. These are key characteristics of the strategy of concerted cultivation. Alex is not showing off during his checkup. He is behaving much as he does with his parents. He reasons, negotiates, and jokes with equal ease. It is important to understand where the particular mastery of that moment comes from. It's not genetic. Alex Williams didn't inherit the skills to interact with authority figures from his parents and grandparents the way he inherited the color of his eyes. Nor is it racial. It's not a practice specific to either black or white people.